This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Alex Berenson recently wrote about the First Freedom. He was on my radio program 4 years ago to talk about stories he was investigating after having left the New York Times. That was before he began reporting on topics related to the pandemic and vaccine that were considered forbidden. Perhaps now you can see why he writes about free speech. He has faced social media censorship by merely reporting the truth about clinical trials about the vaccine. To make his point, he takes us back 82 years to a State of the Union speech given by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The president talked about four essential human freedoms. The second freedom was religious, the freedom of every person to worship God in his own way. The third was freedom from want, and the fourth was a freedom from fear. But the most important freedom, according to the president, was freedom of speech and expression everywhere in the world. This is the first freedom. This is the First Amendment. But Alex Berenson goes on to say that freedom of speech is essentially freedom of thought. If people can't say openly what they think, they will be forced into a shadow world. He goes on to explain, it doesn't matter whether the speech is right or wrong, objectively true or false. Indeed, the First Amendment makes no reference to the truth or falsity of the speech it protects. He is concerned that 70% now favor restricting false information online and isn't even sure the New York Times believes in the First Amendment. Twitter eventually banned him. One of his offenses was accurately reporting on the results of Pfizer's own clinical trial. You know, most Americans, including Democratic presidents, used to believe in free speech. That doesn't seem to be the case anymore. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Racism, go to viewpoints.info/racism. That's viewpoints.info/racism.